My Responsibility to America. It became known as the salute scene around the world. Severely wounded when an Afghan woman detonated a suicide bomb on October 6, 2013, Corporal Josh Hargis had just survived a two-hour surgery when his commanding officer came into his room to present him with the Purple Heart Award. Believing that Josh was unconscious, everyone in the room was in shock when his heavily bandaged right hand began moving under his blankets. In pain from his wounds, groggy from surgery, bandaged, hooked up to tubes, and without opening his eyes, he saluted his commanding officer. The video of the salute went viral and became the epitome of what a man and soldier should be. He was, no doubt, expressing his patriotism, passion, and perseverance in being an American soldier. Patriotism is defined as love for or devotion to one's country. True patriotism in the United States of America goes far deeper than fireworks or hot dogs at a picnic. Such patriotism is born out of a knowledge and understanding of the liberties and freedoms upon which our great nation was founded, leading to a humble appreciation for the sacrifices made in defense of those liberties and freedoms. This, in turn, forges in the heart of an American patriot the desire to serve his or her country, whether by the sweat of their brow or the application of their mind. Or in the truest sense, the willingness of a citizen to become a soldier, to take up arms and to risk life and limb in defense of their country. My responsibility to America is to be ready and willing to serve my country in whatever capacity is asked of me, and to the best of my God-given ability. President Reagan once said, "All great change in America begins at the dinner table." I can personally relate to this quote because my interest in the American system of government began at my grandparents' dinner table. I can vividly remember discussions detailing the political events of the day. As I grew older, I began to engage in these discussions as well, not only learning more about the government, but also forming my own opinions on various issues facing the state and the country. Ultimately, my passion for America began, too, at the dinner table. My responsibility to America is to exhibit passion for my country, not only through my words, but by my actions as well. The perseverance of our forefathers has been vital to America's unrivaled success. Take, for instance, the story of a man who lost his job. He ran for state representative and was defeated. He began a business venture and failed. He was defeated for Speaker of the House and later defeated for nomination for Congress. He was defeated twice for the United States Senate and defeated for nomination for Vice President. However, in 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected President of the United States. President Lincoln has taught me the importance of persevering. If he would have given up the first, second, or even the third time he failed, Abraham Lincoln would have never become one of the most influential presidents of the United States. It is my responsibility to persevere and carry on the legacy of our forefathers as I help build up our nation for future generations. I am certain that Abraham Lincoln and Ronald Reagan would have admired the salute made by Josh to his commanding officer. His solitary salute signified patriotism, passion, and perseverance. My responsibility to America is to exhibit these same qualities in my life: unfailing patriotism, boundless passion for my country, and the perseverance to protect and maintain the liberties and freedoms that make America the beacon of the world.